Welcome to this episode of Dante's Inferno. Hope you get a ton of value. Enjoy. What up, guys? This is Dante from TakeActionLifestyles.com. And in this video, we're going to be talking about how you can avoid burnout and what to do if you are burning out, right? What do you do when you're just working a ton and you have that like mental breakdown point, that like critical mass, alarm bells ringing, ding, 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 and like literally you're about to have like a midlife crisis. What do you do? So a burnout, let's understand what a burnout is, right? This phrase burnout, which just means you reach your threshold for anxiety, frustration, chaotic, discontent, just this feeling of like, right? You're not at ease. This reaches a point, a threshold where you can't take anymore and you just lose it. So I remember when I was working for a self-development / dating company called SashaPUA.com, if you want to check that out, for 2.5 years. And at one point I was working like 20, 24 hours straight, drinking pots of coffee, eating nothing, chain smoking cigarettes at the time. And man, I like literally ended up in the hospital because like I had a breakdown, like I burned out. I had an electrolyte deficiency, right? There's a bunch of factors in there, mainlining pots of coffee and not eating and not sleeping. That wasn't a good combination along with working, you know, for a day on end. And I ended up in the hospital. This was a result of not having balance. And recently, yesterday actually, I had another burnout. And I was like, okay, I'm the positive guy, you know, high vibration energy, positivity, empowerment, I had this awakening, spiritual journey, posting all the quotes and stuff, and I had a burnout. What happened? You know, what went wrong? And I kind of stopped and I examined myself, right? I examined, why am I feeling like burning out? Why am I feeling not at ease, right? I'm doing my breathing, I'm doing my energy work, my breath work, doing my energy exercises. I feel good, I feel great, right? I'm centered on gratitude, but still, I'm not at ease and I'm burning out. I can fucking feel it. So it was late last night that I came to this realization. I'm like, oh my God. Okay. My focus is split in like 50 different directions. And if we have 100 points, right? Just for kicks and giggles, just to say, it's not actually 100 points. I don't know what it is, but let's just say 100 points. Every single day we have 100 points to put into whatever we want throughout the day. Now, if you're putting 10 here, 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 and you're expecting, you know, results from one thing that you put 50 points into, but you're not getting those results because you're putting 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, and all these other things, and maybe you're moving all the things forward, but super slow, but you feel like, okay, this thing isn't moving forward like I think it should, and I can feel there's a gap there and it's not happening. I'm frustrated, but I'm doing all this stuff. Like I'm doing so much, but why am I not moving forward? It's because your focus is split. So I examine myself, right? I took a look at my life and what I'm doing. And I'm like, shit, I'm not aligned. I'm not aligned in what I'm doing. And the most important thing, right? I'm doing a shit ton, but it's not the most productive. So I literally just cut off all the things in my life, last night to be specific, that weren't serving, right? So I told my uncle, who I'm supposed to be moving to Utah in 3 months, or in May, and I was like, you know what? Sorry about that, got a call. Damn, people call me when I'm live streaming. You should know better, right? So I talked to my uncle, I'm like, listen, I can't go to Utah. It's not the right decision, I can feel it. I know it's off. I'm trying to click this screen, there we go. A little bit better lighting. So I told my uncle, listen, I can't go. And this was a source of anxiety for me because I knew that it probably wasn't the best decision, but I was like, you know what? No, like, you know, uncle's being positive, and not, this isn't a video to like bash my uncle, right? Like, he's great, and I'm at fault for saying I want to do it and then not doing it because from the beginning, I knew it was a bad idea, it was a bad decision, but I said yes anyway. That's my fault. That's my L. I'll take it. I take responsibility for that. But it was causing me a lot of anxiety because I'm like, okay, you know, I think it might be a good thing, but my heart's saying no because it's just, it's coming more from like ego, right? And it's not coming from value and helping and being in service and helping the world, right? it was coming from ego, like, oh yeah, I'm gonna be a musician, I'm gonna play a bunch of gigs, make a bunch of money, record some albums, record a lot. Like, it wasn't coming from the right place. It was coming from take, right? Me. How can I improve my image? How can I improve my life? Right? And there's nothing wrong with that, but you want balance. So like Gary Vee says, you want 51% of your life in service, you know, giving, and 49% in taking and receiving. Because you need to take, you need to receive in order to feel good, in order to move forward with your life, in order to exist, right? You got to eat food. You need sleep. That requires selfishness on one level of looking at it, right? That requires taking. But if you're constantly in that mode, you're going to be massively unhappy, because taking selfishness, that's low vibration energy, and that causes suffering and pain, right? But when we're in service, when we're helping, when we're grateful for what we have, appreciative of what we have, we're giving back, man, life gets fucking crazy pretty damn fast. Give me just a sec. I'm gonna grab my coffee. I'm back. I know we live in a social media world. Our attention spans are rotten. I'm staring at my phone all day long, and my attention is just like a squirrel. So I hope I didn't lose you by grabbing my coffee. Back to the video, back to the value, and give you back to being in service, right? So I told my uncle, listen, I can't do it. I talked to a buddy of mine yesterday in the, maybe about midday, afternoonish. He wanted to release a product. I'm like, cool, let's do it. I realized, nope, that's too much. And then the moving to Utah thing, I was gonna have to break up my girlfriend. So I told her, you know, in about May, 2 or 3 months, I'm gonna be leaving. So like, I want you to know that. And that was a source of discontent too, because I want to get an apartment with her. I want to have my own place with her. I want to get some cool shit. I want to make a ton of money. I want to help people. Like, this is awesome. But yet, I'm just going to leave all this opportunity to, like, what? No. Right? That's low vibration energy. So my mentor, Glenn Ackerman, who I'm helping, you can go check out his website, energyawarenesstraining.com. This is a live stream, and I don't have my MacBook, so I can't edit it. Otherwise, I'd put it right here at the bottom, energyawarenesstraining.com. A lot of awesome content on there, free content on there. He has a podcast. It's freaking epic. I'm helping him, and one of the things he's taught me about low vibration energy, right? So there's two types of energy in the world, high vibration energy and low vibration energy, right? Low vibration is every negative state of emotion and being. So stress, anxiety, fear, frustration, lack, scarcity, right? Then on the other side of the coin, high vibration energy, that's gratitude, inspiration, creativity, feeling good, happiness, peace, content, at ease, joyful, loving, open, free, trusting, transparent, blissful, ecstasy, right? That's all that. So low vibration energy has three purposes, okay? Number one, to block you off from high vibration energy, because high vibration energy has complete mastery and control over low vibration energy. And high vibration's purpose, one purpose, only purpose, is to lift you up all the way to achieve your greatest dreams, to actualize all of your potential as a human being on this planet. It's fucking awesome, right? But low vibration energy, because it knows that it can't, like, it's powerless against high vibration energy, one of its primary goals is to block you off. And much like a mosquito, if the mosquito comes up to us and it's like, hey, can I fucking suck your blood and possibly give you, like, West Nile virus? You're like, no, right? And you slap it out, you shoot away. The mosquito can't come up to you and just ask you for permission. It has to, like, come around when you're not paying attention. It's like, and then you got West Nile virus and you're fucking laying in bed and you're suffering, right? That's much like the mosquito. That's how low vibration energy has to operate in your life. It has to come in when you're unaware, right? So when you first wake up in the morning, chatterbox starts, right? Oh, I gotta do this. Oh, I gotta go in it. At my girlfriend, right? She had to wake up at 5 this morning. So when I have to wake up at 5, I actually woke up at 4 this morning, and it was fucking amazing. It did my breath work. It was great. But let's say you wake up at 5 and you're not feeling it, and that voice is like, fuck, I gotta go to work. Then it starts looping you and cycling on these negative things, right? I gotta go to work. I'm probably gonna have to deal with this, blah, blah, blah. Just, it's not a fun place because I'm not living my dreams working at this job, as an example. I'm not saying it's you specifically. And then you start focusing on that. You start looping on that. And then pretty soon you're feeling like crap. You're feeling shitty. Drinking your coffee. You're like, someone says hi to you. Like, you get in the Uber fucking ride. Uber driver's like, how's it going? You're like, it's good. Whatever. You're scrolling your phone. You don't feel good. What's up, Ethan? What's going on, brother? So you're not feeling good, right? It's seemingly came out of nowhere. Why am I feeling like shit all of a sudden? Why do I feel down? Why do I feel depressed? Why am I thinking about that girl fucking 2 years ago that broke my heart? That's low vibration energy's intent to come at you when you're not expecting it. Because if it comes right up front and asks you, hey, can I give you a bunch of pain? You're going to go, no, get the fuck out of here, right? But if it comes through something else, like an event that happened, if it can draw your attention, if it can draw your focus on an event, on a problem, on this and that and this and that, and starts putting your thoughts around that problem, around that source of frustration, like a fucking thorn in your side, you'll start going around it like a merry-go-round. Oh, this problem, this sucks, blah, 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 blah. Oh, I have nothing I can do. I'm shit. I'm worthless. And you'll go on and on and on, gradually spinning and cycling lower and lower and lower and lower and lower, right? So the three purposes of low vibration energy: block you off from high vibration because it's useless against it. Number two, sow chaos and fucking destruction into your life, right? Create all sorts of chaos. So I found myself in this chaotic position doing 50,000 things. Do I really need to be doing 50,000 things? No, really, there's just two things I need to be doing every day. Grow Glenn's content, occasionally post content for my stuff. So I'm growing my brand. Well, growing the majority of the time, let's say 80%, growing Glenn's stuff. So this is part of the 10 or 20% where I'm growing my stuff. And as an aside, I'm also practicing the information I'm learning for Glenn, which is making me more valuable to Glenn by making videos talking about it, and it gives valuable content to you. So it's an amazing ripple effect, kind of like a butterfly effect. It's beautiful. But I had like 50 other things I was doing, which was causing chaos and all these negative emotions. And the second purpose of low vibration energy is to keep you distracted, because if you're distracted, you're not present to the moment. You're not open to high vibration, which is space, right? Being present, enjoying the moment, completely at ease. Don't need anything, right? Everything's good. Everything's cool in this moment. It keeps you cut off from that. So if you're focused on like a billion different things, your attention's split in 50,000 directions, there's more opportunity for low vibration energy to give you pain. There's a higher percentage, a higher chance of you being focused on one of these things that maybe isn't important, that's actually moving life forward. So you're gonna feel frustrated because you're not moving forward and you can feel it. Or it's a higher percentage chance of you being focused on something that's just gonna give you more pain. Like, let's say, you know, ex-girlfriend or boyfriend, or, you know, this happened, or this isn't going well, or whatever. Something that's gonna give you negative emotion, right? The third purpose of low vibration energy is to destroy you, it's to kill you, right? That's it. It's much like gravity, it's pulling you down at all times. And tying this all the way back to burning out, right? Burnout. I was doing all these things that weren't effective. My attention was split and it wasn't moving the things that were important quickly enough each day. So I examined my life, I examined what I was doing, and I'm like, okay, what's actually important? What's actually centered in high vibration energy, right? Service, gratitude, appreciation, feeling good, feeling great. And what's centered in chaos, low vibration, taking, ego, self-image. And then I cut off everything. Last night, I wasn't serving. I woke up this morning feeling fucking amazing. I've been working since 4 a.m. and now I'm making a great video. It's a great day. It's a nice overcast. I can't see the sun. Like, I can see it, but a bunch of clouds in the way. It's beautiful. The birds are chirping. I'm feeling great. Hope your day's going well. It's a nice Thursday. And I want to make this video here to tell you, if you're burning out, chances are you're not focused on the right things. And all you need to really do is just sit down with yourself and go, okay, what's important to me, right? Kind of listen to your heart. Like, what's the place this endeavor is coming from? What's the place this relationship's coming from? What's the place this situation is coming from? Is it in growth? What's up, Amy? Is it in growth? Is it in high vibration energy? Is it in feeling good? Is it in peace? Is it in service, you know, servitude and in giving and helping? Or is it in taking? About me, 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 right? And if it's that, cut off the things that aren't serving. Cut off the things that aren't really truly moving your life forward, and that's in service to other people and helping and giving value, adding value, and the things that aren't win-win. Sometimes you have to say no to things, because it's taking too much of your energy. It's too big of a cost. So I hope this helps. It's how I got rid of my burnout and came out on the other side completely feeling amazing and fucking on top of the world. And I wish the same things for you. Burnout is a big sign of low vibration energy, and it's chaos, right? We're scrambling, we're all like everywhere all at once. It does not need to be that way. We should be clear, focused, present to the moment, happy, feeling good, and moving our life forward. So hope this helps. Thank you for watching. If you dig this, please like it, share it, and I'll see you in the next one. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I appreciate you. Honestly, I do. If you got some value from this episode, either in the form of entertainment, it was fun, it was cool, you liked it, you enjoyed it, or it was valuable, right? You took away something that you can immediately use to improve your life, or something that you know is valuable and that you can apply, if not immediately, very, very soon. If that's the case, either one of those things, enjoyed it or gave, you know, something practical, something valuable, can you please send this to one person so they can benefit and we can build the movement, expand the movement, and just help people get more awesome and build happiness within their lives, right? Everything we're doing, it's all centered around being happy. It's all centered around feeling good within our lives. And I think this is completely okay, and actually taking a step farther than okay, I think it's very necessary because we have an extremely short life, and why should we spend any of it completely miserable or down or unhappy? That's terrible, very, very terrible. So if you enjoyed this episode, please send it to one person again so we can just put more smiles on people's faces. And yeah, I hope you enjoy this episode. You're amazing. Namaste. I appreciate your attention. Seriously, it means the world. I would probably do this anyway, but it's really nice having people listen, and it's fucking awesome being able to share stuff that helps people become more happy, right? I want to share things that help my life tremendously. I want to share the best parts, the coolest parts, the most enjoyable parts, and the lows, right? To show you that I'm human and I'm just like everybody else. But yeah, I just sincerely hope you got a ton of value from this episode. Thank you so much. I love you.